Now to a news story here at home that's generating a lot of headlines around the world, the water crisis in Flint, Michigan. The problem began in 2014 when officials switched the source of the city's water to save money. That sent corrosive water from the Flint River into the city's old pipes, which caused lead to leach out, contaminating the city's tap water. Now many Flint residents have dangerous lead levels in their blood. Ruth Ann Norton is head of the Green and Healthy Homes Initiative. It's a nonprofit that specializes in lead mitigation. I asked her first for a global perspective on lead poisoning.
Around the world, it remains a very stubborn and chronic issue. Lead poisoning is one of the most dangerous and tragic neurotoxins. Lead in batteries continue to be a source from landfills, which do affect the water table. And in the Central American and Latin American countries, what we battle there is leaded glaze in pottery. And we look in Nigeria, where we have lost hundreds, if not thousands, of children to lead smelting, trying to release lead from old computers and from mining. And we've had a very hard time getting that issue under control.
Where in the world have we seen lead contamination of water at the scale of what we're seeing in Flint right now?
I don't recall anything in recent times. You know, we have battled this issue globally, but not at the level that we're seeing in Flint.
I mean, given how old the problem of lead poisoning is and where we see it around the world today, do you think there's been enough made of how avoidable this could have been in Flint?
I think many people say that this borders on criminality, and we will see what the results of those investigations are. But lead poisoning is entirely preventable, and we need to worldwide continue to crack down on smelters that are putting out large loadings of lead into the air. We continue to battle the toxic legacy of lead-based paint on windows, doors, and then we must really hold to account the actions by government agencies who have oversight and testing authority here.
At what point does a person who's been exposed to lead, like what we're seeing in Flint, how will they know that they're sick? I mean, how long does that take?
It's a silent epidemic. You have to have a blood test. You often don't know you're poisoned until after the fact. But it can in children cause hearing loss, speech delays, certainly reading disabilities and learning disabilities. It is highly costly to children around the world in their educational abilities. As we saw in the very sad history of Freddie Gray in Baltimore, that was a child who was highly poisoned by lead and sadly was on a corner where he met his fate at the hands of the police instead of potentially being in the classroom or at a job.
Wow, I had no idea there was a lead backstory to Freddie Gray's death.
It's a very, very sad backstory.
So help us out here finally with just a little news we can use. The National Guard has been distributing filters and bottled water in Flint. Is there anything that can be done for people who already have high lead levels in their blood?
Well, I think that they've got to have good filtration going on in those houses, but there is little to be done once you have lead in your system. Those impacts are irreversible and can be quite tragic and quite costly.
Ruth Ann Norton, head of the Green and Healthy Homes Initiative based in Baltimore. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.